Dueling Trumpets. Man, those guys are playing those instruments. Christian McBride on bass. All right. I'd like for us to join WebMD for a minute or two or three or four. How many of you enjoy TV? Come on now, be honest. I know it sounds like it's such a noble thing to say, well, I don't watch TV. And some people really don't. Some people really are not interested in TV. But, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing to watch TV. There's some good shows on TV. I know I have some that I used to watch and I don't watch anymore because they don't come on the place where I used to watch. And I missed them. Shows like Selling Mansions and things like that. Man, those are some great shows. I like, well, shows that depict really, really nice, beautiful homes, things like that. But speaking of TV, how many of you, I mean, just, you watch TV, but hey, it's every now and then. And when I say every now and then, like maybe once or twice a week, maybe a total of all your waking hours, a total of 2 hours, sometimes 30 minutes for the whole week. I know some people say, well, man, I watch more news than that in 3 days. And I would want to encourage you, try not to get too heavy a dose, too constant a dose of news, because it can be a downer. But how about when you decide that, you know, I work hard and I really do want to just relax. I don't do a whole lot. You know, I don't spend a ton of money on this or that, but I do want to watch my TV. And so maybe two or three times a week, you binge watch. I mean, you sit down in front of that TV, you get your Kool-Aid, you get your donuts, popcorn, whatever it is you want to indulge in, and you already know what you want to watch. Well, at least you have a good idea of it anyway. And you binge. Probably no harm done, right? Well, let's find out if we need to exercise any precautions when it comes to binge watching TV.
Who doesn't love a good TV binge? It's fine once in a while, but it can hurt your health if you make it a habit. If you're watching a lot of television and not getting much exercise, it may dull your thinking skills over the years. Too much tube time on the couch and too little physical activity also raises your odds of having health conditions like diabetes, depression, obesity, and heart disease. Binging on TV can steal your sleep, too. That not only makes you grouchier, it may also hurt how well you do at work or school. So binge watch wisely. Save it for a once-in-a-blue-moon treat. Take breaks between episodes to get up and move around. Have healthy snacks on hand instead of junk food. And turn off the television at least half an hour before you go to bed.
How do we do with that, ladies and gentlemen? Turning that TV off at least half an hour before we go to bed. How do we do that, making binge watching just, you know, a once in a while thing as opposed to the rule? And I tell you what, they have so many good shows on TV now. I mean, a lot of good shows that have mystery, intrigue. They're teaching us, maybe I shouldn't use that word teaching, but it's true, teaching us some things about what's happening deep inside the political world, the business world, etc. Some interesting comedies, and don't have one of those, that situation where, you know, you can get a hold of a whole bunch of documentaries. Man, I'm telling you, they got some good stuff on there. So I can see how people can easily fall into the whole business of, well, binge watching on that TV. I want to encourage you, try not to do a lot of watching TV on your small screens, because even though the smartphones are bigger than they used to be, a lot of them are, that's still a tiny space to squeeze the eyes into. So be careful with that. Eventually, we're going to take a look at the benefits of combining prayer with our move, our journey towards health, healing. In fact, we're going to have working on having a guest who's going to be discussing that with us. But what kinds of ongoing illnesses do you have that are, you know, problematic for you? How do you handle it? Do you just go to the doctor? Do you just go to your over-the-counter list of things to do? Do you include prayer? Do you include as part of your way of dealing with whatever it is that's, you know, causing you problems, health problems? Do you include praying to the Creator and asking the Creator to really help with whatever it is that's going on in your body, in your mind, you know, et cetera? I think it's a good idea. All right. I tell you what, there's so many things that it can be so easy for us to just kind of lose sight of, you know, the various ways that we can go about the business of getting relief. Yes. And relief, of course, when we get it, oh man, how happy do we get? Well, I want us to take a listen to Achieving Happiness. I think that that's something that is truly good to do. So, let's get some tips on achieving happiness.
These healthy habits can help you feel happier today. First, play a mind trick on yourself. Smile and laugh more, even if you've got to fake it. It may help release feel-good brain chemicals. You may not need to force smiles when you play with a pet. Whether it's your own furry friend or a pal's, you'll get unconditional love, and it may lower your stress, too. Another surefire stress buster? Exercise. It doesn't have to be a typical fitness routine or a tough workout. Whether you like to dance, jump rope, play racquetball, or go for a swim, physical activity gets those feel-good brain chemicals flowing. Next, if you're in a relationship, having sex once a week might be enough to lift your mood. The intimacy you and your partner feel may matter more than orgasms. Last but not least, try to do a few minutes of meditation each day. It can help you feel calmer, more centered, and less upset by negative feelings. Here's to your happiness and health.
What about that? The intimacy that the partners are sharing can actually have greater benefit than the orgasm. My guess is that has to do with attitude. It has to do with decisions. In other words, you know, we heard Dr. Lisa Firestone talking with us just a few days ago about intimacy, and it has to do with more than sex. And so if it has to do with more than sex, I think that it's worth at least considering that even within the sex of context, the context of sex, it may have to do with more than the orgasm. Not saying that the orgasm is bad, not saying we should not want it. I'm not saying that. I don't think they were even suggesting that. Just thinking about taking time, truly taking time to give pleasure and to receive pleasure. Remembering now that our souls and our bodies are engaging in that whole process. And who knows? Really focus on just the beauty of the intimacy itself may eventually bring us to the point where that orgasm comes more easily. All right, stay tuned.